Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
This is the WEOL Morning Show. And we know this holiday season, sometimes things get too out of control. How can we keep things a little less stressful and maybe feel good about the holidays and all that it brings? And even into the coming new year, we set resolutions and we have things about ourselves. Maybe we get down too much. We're going to get some positive information this morning from National Empowerment and Life Application expert and CEO of hashtag Powell Points. He's also a pastor. Trevor Powell Sr. joins us to talk about that. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning. How are you, Bruce? Well, how are you, Craig?
We're doing okay. It's a Monday, and as much as Mondays sort of bring their own attitude to it, we're trying to have a good positive attitude. Let's talk about your attitude this morning, attitude of gratitude. Explain what that is and how you've worked this into your program.
Yeah, it's good. Absolutely. It's good to be alive on a Monday. The attitude of gratitude is just simply having an attitude of being thankful for everything that we do have and not focusing on the things that we don't have. So I'm grateful for you guys for having me on this morning. And yeah, Monday could be a drag, but we're going to make the best day out of it.
It's an attitude, right? You have a choice. You make a choice for that attitude.
Absolutely. You have to make a conscious decision that today is going to be a good day. I do exercise every morning when I wake up in the morning, especially on Mondays. After you had a busy weekend, it's been long, it's been tiring, it's like, it's Monday morning. I wake up and the first thing that I conquer is I make my bed. And making my bed, I wake up with the win. I've already conquered one thing for the day, and everything that I do, I wake up, I make sure that my mind is made on constantly winning and focusing on the good and not the bad.
And how do we go about sort of continuing that through the day? I mean, when you wake up, you're sort of you and you're just alone. You're together. Now you start encountering the world. How do you kind of keep that as you go through the day?
Well, see, that happens at home first. Once you know that you're a winner, when you're home alone, when you go out into the world with all the people and the things going on in the city around you, your commute, you already have a mindset of a winner. You have the mindset of being positive. So we don't allow anything extra to invade that space of being positive and having a winning attitude. So we must condition our minds daily to focus on the positive of what it is that we want to see. A positive mind leads a positive life. And the moment you begin to think positive, we must begin to speak positive. That means everything around us now has got to be positive, and we do not allow the negative to infiltrate our space or our area.
And how do we transform that into what this week will be, a very busy week, a very stressful week for a lot of people? And then here comes the new year and resolutions. Do we do it? Do we not? What do we do?
This is what we do. If we make resolutions daily, we'll never have to focus on the big one. Everyone has done it in past years. We make the New Year's resolution to focus on just that thing, and we focus on it so much that we never really accomplish it. This is why we keep having to make resolutions every year. This year I'm going to lose weight. And the truth of the matter is some people make focus in their mind to lose weight, but then they seem to gain an additional 20 pounds throughout the year. So if we just focus on every day, I'm going to focus on losing 1 pound for 365 days, throughout the year, we'll focus on doing something positive versus not stressing. You use the word stress, not stressing over what we cannot accomplish.
You've developed something called Powell Points. You're named Trevor Powell Sr., so obviously this is something that you put your name on. What are these hashtag Powell Points? What is that about?
Powell Points are just motivational points that I post throughout the day on social media to give people a pick-me-up, to give them a recharge if they get to a space in the day that allows them to get unfocused and bring them out of a positive character, to keep them focused and let them know that it could be worse than what it is, but it's really not. We focus so much on the big picture. Sometimes to move the mountain, we must kick a few little pebbles along our way.
And you have something called I Ams. I guess that's maybe how you start a sentence, or what is that? What would that be?
Yeah, absolutely. You see, you're already onto it. Most people, when they wake up, if we be honest enough to say, it's been plenty of times we've said, I am not feeling well, or I am broke, or I am frustrated. The moment we change that confession, because the universe responds to what we speak, the moment that we change that confession, everything attached to what comes after the word am is what now finds us. So we say, I am happy. Happiness attaches itself to us, and nothing negative or anything that makes us unhappy can bother us. So the power of I am is decreeing and declaring what you want to be, and you do that by speaking those things that be not as though they were.
So actually verbalizing something like that puts it on a different level than just sort of thinking it, I guess. Is that
absolutely
right?
Okay. What happens is you make a confession, and when people hear your confession, they feed off the energy you give. So that means anybody negative, if you say, I am happy, I'm in a good space, I am wealthy, I am healthy, nothing contrary to that can attach itself to you, and then you won't allow things to be negative things to be in your space. You won't allow negative people to be in your space. So the power of I am is very, very powerful to decree and declare every morning when you wake up. Wake up in the morning and try it. Just wake up and say, I am successful, and success will find you, and I promise you, it'll make your day go a whole lot better.
Where did you get this attitude? How did this come into your life?
Well, I started some years ago learning that you shape the future that you want to see. You don't wait for things to just happen. You speak them into existence. We have the power to speak things in existence that we want to see. I made a conscious decision a few years ago. I was out of shape, and I said, I am better with my health. And today, I successfully accomplished the thing that I spoke. It's nothing like saying, I'm going to buy a new car and actually going to get it. And you tell someone about it. It was the power of your words that puts you into action to get you to do it. So PowerPoint has been something that I've done, and the I am is something that I've done throughout the years that has motivated me. And I just want to share it with the world to tell them that you don't have to wait for somebody to help you. You can help yourself by speaking something positive.
When you put those things out there, sometimes you get feedback from people. Anything out there that sometimes you put words out there and realize has had a really major impact on somebody's life?
Well, I didn't realize, I could say that overall about PowerPoints, I didn't realize how many people I were affecting with my words. Most people are just looking for somebody to tell them, you know, just like they're looking for that unofficial pat on the back. So, yeah, they do have the effect on people. And when you get the feedback, I guess with me, I guess that's what keeps me going, the feedback from people saying, you know, I really needed to hear that today. I'm not on a broad scale like you are. You have a radio station. You're doing wonderful. So, you know, I use my social media to just drive into people that, you know, you're greater than what you are. You're greater than yesterday, but you're going to be bigger tomorrow.
Now, do you do that in person as well? It's one thing to sort of do it on social media, figure out what to say, put it on Twitter or whatever like that. When you encounter people, are you like that?
Absolutely.
Every day?
Absolutely. I always want to speak the positive into people's lives. I never want them to see the negative. In spite of what their eyes may see, the moment you confess something, you change the atmosphere around you. So absolutely, when I see people and I encounter them, I love to encourage people because I believe that we are a generation that we will be more than overcomers.
Our guest today has been Trevor Powell Sr. He is a National Empowerment and Life Application Expert, CEO of hashtag Powell Points. I guess that's the best place for them. Trevor Powell Sr., thanks for sharing the details. Is that where people want to go to find out more about you?
Absolutely. Google me. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, PowerPoint. Look out, 2016. We'll be launching the book for PowerPoint, a daily devotional to keep people encouraged and motivated that they can win and not lose.
Yep, and you never know which day you might need it the most. That's why it's always good to get it every day.
That's absolutely true.
Trevor Powell, thank you for sharing the details with us, and have a blessed holiday. Thank you.
Guys, thank you for having me, and I pray that your holiday is well as well.